This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. I was proud to have been selected by my peers. This was a big deal for me. Those are the words of Supervisor Rex Bone, who yesterday was elected as the president of the Board of Directors for the Rural County Representatives of California. We represent only 9% of the population, but more than 80% of the state's water and 53% of the landmass, added Bone, who will take up the gavel next year. Bone said that RCRC's policies cover everything from water quality to cannabis to forest land health, and that they are focused on addressing issues unique to rural communities. The sheriff's office is investigating an armed robbery at a Willow Creek residence in the Titlow Hill and Ammon Ridge area in the early morning hours yesterday. The victims reported that two armed men and an armed woman forced their way into the residence, assaulted one victim, and then stole some 200 pounds of processed marijuana, along with several firearms. The suspects fled the scene in a brown and tan Chevy Suburban-type vehicle. They remain at large. Yesterday, the sheriff's office issued a missing persons report for 39-year-old Redwood Valley man Robert Egink, who was last seen sitting on a rocky ledge on Chesham Road overlooking Redwood Creek on Tuesday. Earlier today, the sheriff's office announced via Twitter that Egink had been found safe and sound and unharmed. However, 22-year-old HSU student Aaron Henry of Arcata is still missing. Anyone with information about Henry is asked to contact authorities. Sheriff's deputies responded to a trailer park on Allard Avenue in Eureka on Tuesday night after a report of shots fired was called in. Deputies contacted 57-year-old Robert Murphy, who was sitting by a trailer with a shotgun, and there were several meth pipes near him as well. Murphy admitted to deputies that he had fired a round from the shotgun to send a message. Murphy was then arrested and sent to county jail, where he was booked. A traffic stop initiated by a sheriff's deputy on Tuesday night on Herrick Avenue in Eureka turned into a vehicle pursuit after the driver, 19-year-old Miguel Meza, failed to stop and fled the scene instead as he turned from Herrick onto Highway 101 South. Meza exited the freeway at Humboldt Hill and then turned onto Fisher Lane, where he finally stopped the car. Meza was arrested and booked on a host of traffic violations. The Bureau of Land Management has wood that can be cut into firewood if you're willing to do the cutting. In an effort to remove potential wildfire fuel from the Lax Creek area northeast of Arcata, wood cutting permits are available from the BLM field office in Arcata at a cost of $10 per cord. The permit allows woodcutters to remove Douglas fir and tan oak trees that were cut down in a forest thinning project. BLM will provide maps and information on cutting regulations. College of the Redwoods will hold graduation for the 120th Basic Law Enforcement Academy class next Thursday, the 14th, at the main campus in Eureka. 22 cadets will graduate, and many of them have already been hired or are in the process of being hired by law enforcement agencies. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.